Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeStake.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeStake.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Today's cattle futures market finished a little bit lower on feeders, anywhere from 10 to 20 lower here in these 2020 contracts. Out there in 21 through January, March, April, May, up about 20 to 30 on the feeder cattle. So the further out, we're a little bit stronger. The closer months, we're a little bit weaker. The live cattle, on the other hand, were 20 to 30 cents higher. So a pretty good action there. At least the market didn't sell off substantially today. We had a kill today of 120,000. That was 2,000 larger than last week. Last week was 118,000. Week to date is 239,000. Last year, week to date, 235,000. At this time last year, we were still kind of trying to sort out what was going on with the Tyson fire. So at least we're back to levels above where we were at that point. We did have some cash trade today. It was reported 2,000 head in Texas and Oklahoma at 104. So that was a little bit weaker than where we were last week on the live cattle. And then the hogs today finished up about 50 at 55.62. The African swine fever, of course, is behind us. And now China's been rebuilding and growing their herd. And so there could be a chance here in the next year or so that pork market really bounces back.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
Today's grain futures market was generally higher and kind of surprising, but today was led by the wheat futures. Kansas City wheat was up 10 to 15 cents. Of course, September's still trading, but September's winded down. Now we're really focused on the December contract. It was up 10 and a quarter at 485 and a half, and that was about 5 cents off the high earlier in the day. Chicago wheat was up anywhere from 11 to 13 cents. Soybeans were unchanged, and corn was also unchanged to a half cent higher. Here late in the day, we had the USDA July soybean crush, 185 million bushels. That was larger than the estimate of about 183. So that was a record for the month of July. Last year in July, it was 179 million bushels. So the demand for soybeans has been really good. And I think that's probably not the only demand from China, but domestically. It's probably why we've seen some strength here recently. In terms of USDA report for ethanol, it says 424 million bushels of corn used for ethanol in July. Last month, it was 379,000, but last year, 451 million bushels. So we're still behind where we were last year, but we're making some pretty good strides back to where we need to be this post-COVID. So things seem to be getting back to normal in terms of our ethanol use.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in line with your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.